Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. On Christmas, it's easy for us to locate Jesus. And with him, God's grace and our salvation. As we sing, he is away in a manger, in a lowly cradle, on Mary's lap, sleeping, with oxen standing by. The infant born in Bethlehem, the Savior and the Lord. But where do we look for Jesus when the angels have left and gone back into heaven? When the shepherds have returned to their folds, when the wise men from the east have gone back to their homes by a different route, when the holy child of Bethlehem has vacated the stable and the manger and fled into Egypt away from King Herod. Where do we look for Jesus now that he has died for the sins of the world and been raised from the dead and ascended into heaven? Must we go to Bethlehem? Must we search for him in Egypt? Do we look for him on the Mount of Transfiguration? Must we find the cross? Can we scale the heights of heaven? Jesus answers all of these questions when he is only 12 years old. After looking for him for 3 days, a foreshadowing of what would happen with the disciples at his death and resurrection from the dead, his parents finally find him. He's in the temple. Mary says when she sees Jesus, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." But Jesus answers, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" That's the answer. In fact, that's the whole sermon for this morning. It might as well be amen at this point. It's a little too easy for the confirmation students in their sermon notes today. I had to be in my father's house. This isn't earth-shattering news, I hope. It's not that surprising that the Son of God would be found where his father's word is preached and discussed, and where his mercy is celebrated and received. As just a bit of a side with this text, not the most important part, but it's worth noting here that Mary says, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you," and Jesus responds, "I had to be in my father's house." You know that Jesus doesn't have two fathers, only one, that is the heavenly father. Joseph is his adopted father. Jesus was born into this world as one of us, but unlike us, he is born without Adam's sin because he had no earthly father. Our Savior is true man born of the Virgin Mary, but also true God begotten of the Father from eternity. After this last year, how many are seeking peace and rest and healing, but don't know where to look for those things? Don't even know where to start looking for those things. I just read this past week while I was away that the colorful teepees set up on the rim rocks here in Billings are meant to bring healing to our community. People recognize that something is wrong, that they need healing. Maybe their consciences are bothering them. And so they go forward and they boldly do something. But their zeal is without any knowledge or wisdom. They do not understand the real problems that we face, and they don't understand what brings real healing and true and lasting peace either. Only our Savior, only the one who made peace between God and man, who is the light that shines in the darkness, only Jesus, who gives spiritual healing by the forgiveness of our sins, can give us peace and rest and the healing that we need. And he is not absent from his creation. He is not hiding from his people. He's not at all hard to find. He's right where he said he had to be, in his Father's house. He's not in the remnants of the great temple in Jerusalem. He's not on some holy hill in the Himalayas waiting for you to make a pilgrimage. He is where his word is taught in truth and purity, and where his sacraments are administered according to his institution. It is that simple. These are the marks of the church. This is where you can find Christ. In this place is where he is easily found. Everyone is hoping that this new year will be better than the last year. But when hasn't that been true? The problem is, true hope doesn't come in a new year. True hope comes only in the one who has made peace with God for us. True hope comes only in the one who was absent for 3 days, who rested in the tomb and paid the price for our sins and rose from the dead that we would have eternal life with him. And yet today there are many other things that get in the way of being in God's house of worship with Jesus. There are many things that seek to keep us away from hearing his word and receiving his peace. Not that they should, but they do. Jesus didn't say he had to be in his Father's house unless there was a virus or a soccer game or if he was tired that day. He didn't say he'd avoid the only things that give life until there's a vaccine. He knew the greater danger of being away from the things of God for long. He knew that everything that keeps you away is rightly called an idol. He knows that the things that receive your time and attention, those are the very things that you love. Already at 12 years old, Jesus was in the temple questioning and instructing the doctors of the law. And the text says, everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. I have to be in my Father's house. This is where the wisdom of God flows. But I mean, who really wants to spend too much time at church studying and hearing and talking about Jesus and his word? It's sad the number of times that I've seen someone in one of our pews checking their watch during the service. There's always something else to do, isn't there? But nothing was more important for Jesus. And let's start being honest with ourselves, too. Where do any of us really have to be that is more important than here? I'm serious. Where else do we have to be that is more important than receiving the things of God? What excuse do we speak to Jesus and say, I can't be there today, Lord? There are very few honest reasons to be absent from the Lord's house and from his sacraments. Where else can we go to find the words of eternal life or the one who delivers them? Do you think the lighted teepees up on the rims can give you the spiritual healing that you need? What's more important than admitting and confessing our sins, the real problem that we have in this world, and then being absolved and sitting with Jesus to learn from him, and then receiving his body and blood again for our forgiveness, life, and salvation? There is nothing more important. I have to be in my Father's house. In this new year, it's still my prayer for my family and for all of you that God has gathered here at Christ the King, that we would be mindful of the thing that is the most important in these gray and latter days. That our Lord Jesus would continue to cause an increase in wisdom in each of us so that we would honestly see our great need and that our faith in his forgiveness and providing would be without doubt. Just as the faith of a little child. Solomon valued this wisdom of which we speak more than gold and silver. He asked for wisdom from the Lord in order to govern his people, to know right from wrong. He teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but that fools despise wisdom and instruction. We must admit that sometimes we have played the part of the fool who despises the things of God, looking for fulfillment and satisfaction in the things of this world. But it's not too late to change our ways and to seek Him while He may be easily found. He is not still in a manger in Bethlehem, but He is still very much our Savior from sin and death. It's what His name means. He was born to save His people from their sins. He gave His life in place of ours, and then He took up His life again. He ascended into heaven, but He is not absent. He is also present with us in His living word and His life-giving sacraments. In these He communes with us. In these things He gives us healing and hope and peace. He has also promised that He will return again in the flesh, and that there are many rooms in His Father's house, and that He has prepared one for you. With this knowledge and understanding, with this wisdom and hope, in His peace and in the forgiveness of your sins, go into this new year trusting that Christ is present for your good, that He alone can save you and deliver you. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and His precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for His sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through His Word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.